USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Arizona state senators are calling to decertify the 2020 general election after a large number of discrepancies and irregularities were found in the Maricopa audit. Arizona Senator Republican Wendy Rogers on One America News.
Well, it proved that the election was rife with inaccuracies in the election certification that we submitted months ago. Most prominent data point that jumped out at me was the data point of 74,000-plus mail-in ballots that were used as votes but never really mailed out to the voters.
The Democrat presidential candidate won Maricopa County by roughly 10,000 votes. The United States House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly on Thursday to authorize 8,000 additional special visas for Afghans who served the United States during the occupation of Afghanistan that has now come to an end. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest, this time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
A St. Louis murder trial is dropped because prosecutors failed to show up. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner's office is being criticized again, this time for not showing up for a hearing for an accused killer, forcing the judge to dismiss the case. It's one of three murder cases dismissed in St. Louis in 1 week. St. Louis Alderman Joe Vicario suggests Gardner shouldn't be in her position much longer on Fox News.
It should have never happened in the first place. Were you on vacation? Did you not know that the attorney assigned to that was on maternity leave? Don't you know where your employees are at? For God's sake, you know, you need to be in charge of your office. If you can't do that, you shouldn't be in that office.
Mississippi's Attorney General asked the Supreme Court on Thursday to overturn the landmark abortion decision Roe v. Wade. In the brief, the Mississippi Attorney General noted that the Constitution's text does not mention abortion. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The U.S. government has imposed sanctions on Cuba's defense minister, Alvaro Lopez Miera, Thursday for suppression of protesters in that country last week. Sanctions were also placed on Cuba's Special Forces Brigade. The sanctions prohibit payments from entities in the United States to Lopez Miera and the Special Forces. State Department spokesperson Ned Price.
We will stand with the Cuban people who are exercising their universal rights of peaceful protest, peaceful assembly, freedom of speech. We will look at additional ways we can support them. We have spoken to the formation of a remittance working group. We have spoken about the ways in which we are seeking to expand internet access so that the Cuban people can practice that freedom of expression and have the free flow of information to which they are entitled. We designated through the Global Magnitsky Sanctions Regime one individual and one entity today. This, I do not expect, will be the sum total of our actions. We're going to continue to review what more we can do, not only to support the Cuban people, but also, again, importantly, to hold to account those who would be so brazen in their efforts and attempts to violate the human rights of the Cuban people.
President Biden and the Senate have installed more federal judges during the first 6 months of his presidency than any administration since Richard Nixon. Eight federal judges confirmed since taking office. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.